tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, August 15th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a couple of text messages during the break. People wanted the link, the information, the phone number to Patriots Relief. All you have to do is text me PR. My phone has an auto reply folder set up to send you back the contact information. Website, patriotsrelief.com/trucker, as well as their phone number, 877-230-1776. Mention you heard Tim, you heard about Patriots Relief here on the show. You'll get a 45% discount this weekend, Monday morning show. You're listening right now roughly at about 8:08 Monday morning. Well, text me PR for Patriots Relief. You'll get 45% off plus free shipping. Highly recommend their products. They are amazing. Also, I had one text message said, hey, you mentioned something about a chauffeur service, a ride service. It's funny, right after I heard you talk about it, I got a phone call, and I have to make arrangements to get my wife down to the Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City. I can't do it. I have to get somebody to take her down there. Can you please provide me the information? Well, just text me RIDE. RIDE. Anytime you need a ride, I'll put you in touch with upnorthrides.com website. Phone number 231-350-1248. You can get a hold of Krista and she'll get a driver lined up for you. They'll pick you up right at the house, take you wherever you need to go. So just text me RIDE, RIDE. You can store this information in your phone. Great folks. Office in Petoskey, another office, Mackinac City. They've got drivers located all over our listening area, and you guys can use them anytime. They do require, of course, advance notice, so you want to be able to give them a phone call and as well as check them out on their website, upnorthrides.com. Even Rod Wheeler, Lake City, it doesn't matter. They travel all over northern Michigan. Wherever you need it to go, they can take care of you. So just text me RIDE, and I set that information up in my phone to send you the information as an auto reply in the folder on my phone. One of the things that I'm looking at real quickly Lansing is going to be really laser focused on putting out the House budget proposal as soon as possibly next week, as they prepare to get back after Labor Day, get into the month of September. They have to get a budget done in September. So I believe that once they get back fully engaged, they will absolutely move a budget forward out of the House, and then the negotiating will start. So watching that develop, some things happening today. We'll talk about it. Final segment of today's show. At the end of the third hour, we'll get into that and wrap it up. Right now, we got to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. You just heard his commercial play. It's amazing automation, the way this thing sets up. Joining us on the line right now is Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, One of the things that after our conversation last week, I got a couple of text messages and people texted me TC for Tristan Cole. I sent him your contact information. And it was interesting because we were talking about so many things, but mostly I wanted to focus today on this disaster relief that's coming to northern Michigan.
Yeah,
Senator
yeah.
John DeMoose is working on $100 million. Do you, and as a previous state representative majority floor leader, can you explain to me why they chose the Michigan State Police as being the governmental agency to run these applications for grants for money back to the people? Why would they run it through the Michigan State Police? And also, I guess there's some applications that need to be looked at by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources.
Sure.
Can you explain
sure.
that process?
So I'm going to speculate on this because I've not asked those specific questions, but typically some department has to administer the funds. And my guess is that the administrative side of things, there is the ability and capability to do that within the Michigan State Police. And because this was declared an emergency or, you know, a disaster zone,
yeah.
they then are set up to handle the financial claims inside of that, would be my guess, because it was declared a disaster, you know, a national disaster, or, you know, for the locations.
Okay.
And I'm guessing the state police probably have access to some federal funds to administer and ultimately pay out any of the claims that come through that from that ice storm. And the DNR would have some of that as well, based on any the emergency declaration.
Okay, so that, because I was sitting there scratching my head, you know, like, okay, people are having trees land on their house, they're going right. to call the Michigan State Police and file a police report. That's not happening.
Right. So, no. It's just administering the aid dollars, and some entity has to do that. And because it was an emergency declaration, you know, disaster zone, that is the entity, the state entity that falls under.
Now, let me ask you this. As Washington has FEMA, do we not have a co-equal bureaucratic agency department like FEMA in the state of Michigan?
Well, and again, this is that speculation. I believe that would fall under state police.
Got it.
Because they would be, they're a statewide organization that would administer emergency aid. And the DNR is also a statewide, Department of Natural Resources is also a statewide entity, where if it went to, you know, say the local counties or sheriffs, those are not statewide. And so they're not equipped to handle things from one location in multiple counties.
Gotcha. Okay, because I was reading that MERS story, and, you know, DeMoose is trying to move it through. The House did it very quickly, totally bipartisan. It was 107-1. I'd like to know who that one vote was. Probably Steve Cara.
I believe it was.
Of course. Well,
you know, you gotta pick your battles, and this is probably not the right battle for him.
No, that wasn't the right one. And the next time I see Steve, him and I are going to have a little conversation. But Senator DeMoose saying that, you know, they're having issues in the Senate and trying to get bipartisan support.
Yeah.
Now, I think Senator John Cherry from Flint is somebody that he reached out to try to, you know, work the Democrat side to be able to get it through appropriations and to get them to sign off on what the House passed.
So I would go out on a limb and say the Democrats are not opposed to this aid package, but there is political maneuvering for budgetary reasons that are happening. So this is leverage, if you will, because everybody knows this aid needs to come to northern Michigan to take care of the ice damage. It's the right thing to do. It needs to happen. It will happen. But right now, that is leverage that the Democrats would have over Republicans to move more of the of their budgetary items, both within the Senate and in the House.
Got it.
It's political maneuvering.
It is political maneuvering. And even in the Murr story, Jammu said, you know, he had to have four trees removed by his home for fear that they were going to land on the house. That's how bad the tree damage was. And it cost him $3,500. Mm-hmm. And he said, just thank God, you know, we had the money to be able to afford it. He said, but there's a lot of people out there that they couldn't just write a $3,500 check like Correct. He could. And, you know, this is really financially crippling to a lot of people.
It is. And that's why this is important. And honestly, it's probably not enough money, but it's a really good start. When you couple this, the state dollars with the federal dollars, things cost a lot of money. And that's why I reiterated early on when we were on your show for people to keep track of their expenses related to the ice storm, whether it was, you know, gasoline for generators, whether it's trees that have to be taken down, whether it's renting equipment, you know, on and on and on. I mean, right down to deductibles for insurance. All of those things need to be documented, because as these aid packages come to play, documentation is going to be key. Screenshots of text messages, keep those emails. I mean, people should have a file on their computer, or at least in a folder on their kitchen table, with all this correspondence and receipts in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if and when it does pass, of course, I'll be reporting on it, you know, because I monitor MERS and other news agencies.
The big thing, you know, somebody might say this is not a role of government to do this. Well, you know what? This was a disaster. This is a, you know, once in however many, you know, 100 years or 200 years disaster. It's beyond the control of people. It's an act of God. And there is a spot for the state to step up and the federal government to step up to aid in the rebuilding, to make people whole in light of a natural disaster.
Absolutely.
You know, well, nobody wanted it.
No. Well, and the other thing is, like you say, it's federal dollars are coming in the form of the Small Business Administration, the radio station. We got a email from the SBA saying if we needed money. You know, we were off the air, dead silence on 97.7 for over 2 weeks, you know, and they're like, do you need loan money to help, you know, recover some of the financial losses you guys suffered? And that came from the feds, but like you say, this $100 million is coming right from the state of Michigan.
Yeah. And so it's not growing government. It's not an expansion of government. There's no legacy costs. You know, it's the right thing to do, and it is a role of government to do these kinds of things. I mean, it happens in every state, and it happens all over our state. It just happens to be, you know, this little spot in northern Michigan that got hit with a disaster this time.
Yeah,
and so this is just something that our government does. But this dovetails really, really nicely into some insurance discussions of documentation. If something is happening to your house, if you believe you may have a claim that's arising, take pictures, document. And then homeowners, if something is happening, say a tree falls, you know, it is your responsibility to mitigate the loss and to do the best you can to remove some debris, to tarp your roof if there's a tree on your roof, to stop the loss and minimize the loss as much as possible. Now, it's really, really important that people do that. Get a neighbor, call your agent. I mean, you know, I removed a tree from an insured's driveway about a month ago. Elderly lady that had had some surgery and couldn't do it, and a tree had fallen. So I took my saw over there and I cleaned it up for her. You know, we do those types of things for clients, and neighbors are more than happy to help in most cases to help mitigate losses.
Sure, absolutely. And then one of the other things I did want to ask you about is in that process, when people, you know, have potentially, you know, a tree that has been damaged and it's going to fall on their house, on their vehicles or whatever, how does that work as far as being proactive with the insurance company? Is there anything they can do?
Well, again, this is a case-by-case basis, and I would this is where pictures come in. You know, if there's been a windstorm that comes in, the tree is obviously, you know, uprooted to an extent and leaning like it was not leaning before, that is something where I would go to the underwriters and say, hey, can we cover this before there's a disaster? There's something that is imminent and going to happen, or likely to happen. You know, can we cover every leaning tree? No. oftentimes a tree has to fall and actually do damage in order for there to be coverage, but that would be a case-by-case basis, and we have fantastic underwriters. The underwriter that I use, her name is Rachel, and she and I have a really good relationship to help cover things correctly and deal with claims and losses as they arise.
So there is a possibility with those type of photos that you mm-hmm. could reach out to underwriting and see if you could somehow try to mitigate so that it's not going to happen.
It'd be between underwriting and claims. I always go to bat in cases like that, saying, look, we don't need a car to be crushed. We don't need this to actually fall and crush the porch. Can we cover, taking this tree down, or at least doing something so that there's not a catastrophic loss?
Got it.
Yeah, but there has to be an action. There has to be an action that caused it to be, an imminent catastrophic loss.
Right. One of the things, Tristan, that sometimes people don't understand is that, being proactive as opposed to reactive is always the best way, especially, like you say, if you're able to provide documentation, but yet it requires a conversation.
It does. And remember, as a homeowner, you have a responsibility to protect your asset. And so, yes, if there's a leaning tree, there's nothing that's happened. So therefore, there's no claim. But you have the responsibility to protect your asset, and you want to protect your asset because of the chaos. Even if the repair is covered, you still have chaos that you're going to deal with, and the potential for injury to be there. Where if you know that there's a tree that's leaning a little more every year, well, probably should make a plan to fix that.
Right. Absolutely.
There's personal responsibility involved.
Yeah, you just can't say, "Oh, I got insurance, and I'll deal with it when it happens."
You
should be proactive. Yes. I'm gonna tell people I have set up a folder in my phone for auto reply. If you'd like to have a conversation with Tristan, just text me TC or Tristan Cole. It'll send you his phone number there in Bel Air, 231-533-6489, as well as his website, TristanCole.com. That goes directly to his Farm Bureau Information Office in Bel Air. And lastly, because of the audience listening on websites and phone apps across the state of Michigan, Tristan, you can handle folks all over the state of Michigan.
We do people all over the state of Michigan. I've got clients in Detroit. I've got them in the far reaches of the Upper Peninsula. I've got them from shore to shore. Absolutely. And if nothing else, we can have a great insurance discussion to walk you through, adding your teen driver to your policy, or you just had a child move back home with you. What do you need to do so that they are covered with your insurance, or what do they need to do to acquire insurance? I just helped a family with a driver that's going to get his license. The kid's going to get his license here in the next month or so, and walked him through the steps that are necessary to do that. I provided them a quote for the 16-year-old boy on his own, so that for lack of better terminology, it can be used as leverage to say, hey, you need to be a responsible driver, because if you rack this stuff up, I'm going to make you get your own policy, and by the way, it's going to be $800 a month.
Yo.
So parents need to have these discussions with their young drivers that their actions impact the family and are very, very, very expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate that information. And again, text me TC, and the phone will auto-reply right back to you with all his contact information. Check him out. TristanCole.com is the website. Greatly appreciate this information today, Tristan. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, listeners.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.